The Importance of Obedience. On May 28, 2000, after my morning prayer, the Lord showed me the outside of our church building, and then the vision moved inside the church. I saw the Lord's presence in His golden gown and crown standing in front of the pulpit. The inside of the church was filled with brightness. It was as brilliant as the sun. It was then that the Lord told me He is releasing my miracle-working dance to the world. I want so much to see our church blessed with this dance, and I want to bring glory to my Lord. The Lord has spent countless hours with me to help me prepare for this work. Truly, whatever I want to do while I'm on this earth is not important to me. Everything is for my Lord and for my brothers and sisters in Christ and lost souls. The Lord has blessed us with everything we need and want in our lives. What we want most now is to put God first, no matter what the situation. I want others to be blessed through me. Actually, I am a very private person, and I don't really want to be noticed by anyone at all. In spite of this shyness in my nature, the Lord has given me no choice but to be noticed by others. A comfortable life, even for 1 hour a day, is not what I'm looking for. My heart feels so eager to do God's work, and this aspiration fills my every waking moment. For a long time, I've been getting up before 4 a.m. every morning to pray. When you pray almost half a day each day, you really don't have much time for anything else. Since the Lord showed me heaven, I haven't slept the way I used to. There just is not much time to relax. Each day, I want to learn so many things about God's words in order to prepare for my ministry, even though my ministry at the present simply consists of dancing. The Lord says He will do everything for me, but I still want to know so much about Him and His words. I have an unquenchable thirst and hunger for God and His word. There is no easy way to serve the Lord. To please the Lord, we must totally submit everything to Him, including those things we may not want to give up. We just do it because we love Him. When difficult times come, I make myself think of our Lord's cross, and this memory enables me to endure anything. Whoever wants to be with the Lord Jesus forever must work for His salvation daily, all the days of His life. We cannot be off and on Christians, because we do not know when He is coming for His people. When you get used to a lifestyle of total obedience, you won't want it any other way. When our lives are totally obedient to the Lord, we never have to worry about anything. From time to time, we are required to go through certain tribulations and trials. Through these, we learn that we can always depend on the Lord and that, no matter what, we have our peace and joy with and from Him.